In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today the Church is celebrating the Saint Righteous Fivariot. He was a family man. He has had 10 children, and he was living according to the gospel, that he would always give out everything possible to everybody that was in any kind of need. So it came to a point where he actually gave out everything that he owned, except for the building that he lived in. And he got into big trouble with his spouse, the wife, and the children. They even, at one point, they even would have a dinner, and they would not invite him to sit with them for the dinner. But he was trying to comfort them and tell them, "Oh, don't worry." And when the wife would say, "We have nothing to live on," and he says, "I have put away his big treasures," and well, of course, he meant in the kingdom of heaven, because he really believed in the gospel teaching. Well, but sure enough, God had provided him even on this earth, and he has gotten 100 times fold more than what he had, because it so happened that the emperor wanted to find a maiden to marry his son, and the maiden was picked from the family of Saint Fivariot, and the emperor loved him so much and gave him lots of treasures to give away for the poor and to continue to do what he was doing. And my beloved, he had really didn't worry about saving something for the rainy day of today. He had the faith that the Lord will provide, and of course he does. He always provides. My beloved, we have also today that remember our Metropolitan Fivariot, who was the first hierarch of the Church abroad, and as you know, his relics were found, he has showed so much faith and so much love that he actually took care of those people, allowed them to come to him, and those who everybody turned off. Nobody wanted to deal with them, but he would be the only one who would be dealing with them and trying to comfort them. He was truly merciful also, just like his patron saint was, but he was also a fighter for truth. But the truth he always taught that cannot be separated from love. You have to have truth with love, and this is what he had. He had sent many sorrowful epistles all over the world to the hierarchs of all the Orthodox churches to warn them and tell them to stay away and then don't get involved in the World Council of Churches, but it is a unification of all the heresies put together. And he was troubled very much about what is going on, especially about the immorality, and then how people were starting to dress in the 70s and the 80s. And of course, what he would say today, if he would have been here and observed how people are dressed. And it's become, of course, much, much worse. The immorality has taken over. We're not living as Orthodox Christians. Most of the people are living as pagans, as the old times, and very few people love the Lord enough to know the gospel. And of course, Saint Fivariot knew it by heart. He could recite the whole gospel. I mean, he would be always in prayer. He would always be in prayer. And during his time, of course, he had pushed for the glorification of St. John of Kronstadt and of St. Herman of Alaska and the Blessed Xenia of Petersburg and, of course, the royal martyrs and all the new martyrs and confessors of Russia. And he always felt and believed that the church abroad was part of the Russian church, and the part of the Russian church, of course, was the one that has been in persecution and has been persecuted by the official government of the Soviet government and part of the church that had made a deal with them. And of course our metropolitan did not accept any of the patriarchs as being lawful, because they were placed there through the by the prompting, or actually by the request of the government for the, but the people in the time of the communism, so many people were so much in fear of losing everything if somebody was spotted there. The believers, and they don't go to the surgeonist church. My beloved, many people that were able to have contact with the outside world and found out about the Metropolitan. They loved him so much, and they considered him as being their hierarch also. We are living in the times when things are getting worse and worse as far as the morality is concerned, and about as far as permission or what promiscuousness of how people behave and what they do, and the churches are not full as they should have been, and the people are not keeping the fastings. If you go to the supermarkets, you find out that even though it's Advent, it's a Lent before Christmas, before the Nativity of the Lord, and yet most of the people are buying meats and all kinds of stuff that should not be eaten during this Lent. And yet they consider themselves being Orthodox Christians. And this is happening all over the world, because, again, the demoralization has become so badly, and that people are really, again, they seem to have returning back to living in a pagan life, and that's only worried about the temporary things, and they're worried about how to save things and how to live in this world without any financial worries. And of course that was the opposite with the saints. They have done totally opposite, as Saint Righteous Fiorietta has done. He was giving everything away, and of course he was being in trouble with his wife over that, but eventually the Lord had returned and gave him a hundredfold of whatever he was able to give away, and he continued to give away everything until the time that he had given him his soul over to the Lord, to the kingdom of heaven. He lit up and he gathered all his family, and he gave a beautiful will, telling him how to live according to the gospel. And there's so much like the Saint Fiorietta over the Metropolitan of the Russian Church abroad, that was, as he was also giving us a will to hold on to what we have. And what is that? That's the truth. That's the truth, the right teachings of the church, and the not to Bhakti, seven academical councils that were, and then the rules were made, but to really try to live according to the gospel. And this is what we have to try to do. Let's say more prayers and try to remember that the gospel, actually, the Lord tells us to pray constantly, and so that do the apostles, and so do the saints, and most of the saints have done that. They were in constant prayers. St. John of Kronstadt says in My Life in Christ, one place, that I don't understand how is it that people cannot, that they don't pray for within an hour and a half or so, they don't see no prayers. So what am I saying, hour and a half? And how they can not pray with a minute and a half? Well, that was the mentality of a saint, and of course we have to strive for that. The Lord says, be perfect as the Father in heaven is perfect. Of course, you know, you're not going to be able to reach that perfectness, but we have to strive for it. And seeing your effort, when God sees that we're trying to do more prayers and we're trying to live according to the gospel, He appreciates that, and He gives us then His help, His grace, through which we can accomplish something. We want to make it to the kingdom of heaven, my beloved. This is what our main thing this is. And we want everyone that we know, that everybody that we love, we want them to make it to heaven. You know that's the truth. And so we have to pray for each other. Let's do that more often. Let's pray for each other, because that's the true love. And don't tell yourself, I love my wife, I love my kids, I never pray for them. That's not real love. If you love your wife, and if you have a wife, and if you love your husband, for those who are women and their children, and you don't pray for them, you don't really love them. You don't really love him. The real test of love is how much we pray for each other. So let's try to remember that, and let's try to follow example of the saints, the Fivariet, the righteous, and the Saint Fivariet, the Metropolitan of the Church abroad. Through their prayers, may God give us the grace to be able to make it to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.